This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
It was said a few weeks ago in all the punditry and everywhere else that the impeachment trial would throw a wrench into President Biden's early agenda. We are here today to say we are not letting that.
The voice of U.S. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer, Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial, is about to get underway. Mr. Schumer stated that the Senate can do not just two, but three things at once. In confirming President Joe Biden's cabinet nominees, consider a pandemic relief package, and convict a former U.S. president of inciting the deadly mob attack on the U.S. Capitol to overturn the election in what prosecutors argue is the most grievous constitutional crime. Of course, whether or not the former president is guilty is to be determined over the next number of days. Trump's lawyers insist as the Senate trial opens Tuesday that he is not guilty on the sole charge of incitement of insurrection, his fiery words just a figure of speech, even as he encouraged a rally crowd to fight like hell for his presidency. The Capitol siege on January 6th stunned the world as rioters stormed the building to try to stop the certification of President Joe Biden's victory, a tragedy in which five people died. Myanmar police cracked down on people protesting Myanmar's military coup in the capital of Naypyidaw. That happened today by firing warning shots, rubber bullets, and water cannons, seriously injuring at least two protesters with what are believed to have been gunshot wounds. Demonstrators gathered in the streets of Myanmar's capital for a fourth consecutive day, defying a set of restrictions imposed by the military junta aimed at stopping the massive protests against the overthrow of the elected civilian government. This is VOA News. One of Hungary's last remaining independent radio stations will be forced off the airwaves after a court decision on Tuesday upheld an earlier decision by media authorities not to extend its broadcasting license. Club Radio, a liberal-leaning commercial station broadcasting in the capital of Budapest and its surroundings, will be limited to online broadcast beginning Monday after a capital court dismissed its challenge to a September decision by Hungary's Media Council, refusing to renew the station's claim to that frequency. Critics of the government which has been led since 2010 by right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orban, the critics have warned of a systematic assault on media freedom and pluralism in the country as many outlets have been consolidated into the hands of government-allied business people. Tensions are running high in Haiti today, a day after police clashed with anti-government protesters demanding that embattled President Jovenel Moise resign. Opposition groups angered that Moise's term expired on Sunday named their own leader of the impoverished country after officials claimed they had adverted an attempt to kill the president and overthrow the government in a coup. An Israeli intelligence report predicts Iran will seek to project strength as it seeks a return to the 2015 nuclear accord by using its proxies in the Middle East to sow unrest. The report, parts of which were shared with journalists in Tel Aviv this week, estimates that arch foe Tehran will attempt to demonstrate its influence toward Washington, possibly by using allied groups to carry out attacks on Western targets. House Democrats are proposing $1,400 in payments to Americans, making up to $75,000 as part of President Biden's COVID relief plan. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The proposal comes as Congress begins to piece together the $1.9 trillion relief package that tracks President Biden's plan for battling the pandemic and reviving a still staggering economy. Besides the $1,400 direct payments to individuals, Democrats on the House Ways and Means Committee bolstered unemployment benefits and offered more generous tax breaks for families with children, for lower earners, and for those buying health insurance on marketplaces created by the Affordable Care Act. The panel, which plans to approve the measure by week's end, would also provide health care subsidies for some unemployed workers. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.